Don't be a meat proxy, AI agency, and the human judgment gap. The top story by score on Monday, 724 points and 312 comments, is an essay titled Don't Be a Meat Proxy, published by a writer going by Endrune. Its argument, stripped to its core, is that when humans simply relay AI outputs to other humans without exercising independent judgment, they have made themselves redundant, biological middleware, a proxy, a meat proxy. When a manager asks an employee to research something and receives a cleaned-up ChatGPT response without disclosure, the manager believes they are receiving human analysis. What they are getting is laundered AI output, a trust failure embedded in an organizational chain. The essay draws a distinction between using AI as a tool and becoming a conduit for AI outputs. Using a calculator to do arithmetic faster still leaves the user responsible for evaluating whether the answer is reasonable. The meat proxy problem emerges when that evaluation loop is abandoned entirely, when the human stops being the intelligence and becomes only the interface. Three threads on Monday's front page animate the same conversation from different angles. Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max model, which scored 644 points after dropping over the weekend, claims new benchmarks on coding evaluations and positions itself for what the company calls co-working, collaborative AI-assisted development. Commenters with early access report strong performance specifically on multi-file refactoring tasks, historically the domain where AI assistance has been least reliable. The more plausible the output looks, the lower the friction for accepting it unread. A piece by Bjorn Roche titled The AI Productivity Gap, which drew 58 points and 61 comments, nearly a one-to-one ratio signaling a contentious discussion, reportedly challenges the assumption that AI tools produce uniform gains. The argument is that productivity improvements are highly skewed. Experienced developers who already know what good code looks like gain substantial leverage, while junior developers who rely on AI output without the judgment to evaluate it see more modest gains or even negative outcomes. That asymmetry, if it holds empirically, carries significant hiring implications. The pipeline for senior engineers remains constrained even as junior work becomes more automatable. Steve Yegi's essay, The Shape of Things to Come, published on his new Yegi.ai domain, reinforces the point from a different angle, arguing that the shape of future software is less determined by what AI can generate and more by what humans choose to verify and own. The geopolitical dimension of the Qwen release is notable. Commenters running direct comparisons report that for pure code generation tasks, the performance difference between Qwen 3.8 Max and top-tier closed Western models is now within noise on many evaluations. If open-weight models from Alibaba can match or approach closed-model performance, the cost structure of AI-assisted development changes meaningfully. Teams can run Qwen locally or on cheaper compute, altering the build versus buy calculation across the industry.